to this week's episode of Thick and Tired with Corinne and Cass. Hi, Corinne.
Welcome back. Hello, Cassidy.
How was your weekend?
I was sick, but I came to work on Saturday and Sunday, but I was sick all last week, so that kind of sucked.
Sick as in?
As in, like, a really bad cold. I didn't have that crazy neurovirus that's going around.
Is the neurovirus the shitting and the vomiting?
Yes. No, that is literally my biggest fear. Well, my daughter has a severe anxiety about it.
A phobia.
A literal phobia for it.
Yeah.
Like, she was sobbing.
Gianna, that's my sister Maggie has that too. My sister Maggie has, and I'm like, and she just had a baby. I'm like, so you better get used to it. You better get used to the vomit. Like, it's called
it, is it that she can't vomit, or like she anything. Doesn't want? Oh, she can't see.
Watch.
But
TVs,
I think it's
movies.
Different when you're baby, because I don't want to see people vomit either. No, but like she, when Gianna like, was a baby, like what are you gonna do? Like it's your baby.
When Scarlett's like over and like my belly hurts, she'll like freak the fuck out. Like you better shut the fuck up because it's coming. Like, relax. Like, little
here
like, things
comes
like that.
A rumbly in the tumbly.
Seriously. Christ.
Yeah,
thanks
really.
For asking me how my weekend was.
We didn't even really. Seriously? Already, we're starting. Okay. How was your weekend?
It was good. What did I do this weekend? I babysat my niece, Tara, with Scarlett, and they were in amok.
She's adorable.
So cute. All they do is dress in, like, Elsa dresses, and it's crazy. And
how
then I thought,
far apart are they?
They're, like, a year, April, May, June, a year and 3 months.
So they're literally besties.
Best friends. And yeah. I give so much credit to the moms out there that have children that close in age, because I literally like looked at my husband. I'm like, I don't know if I could have done this. Oh. But then again, on the upside, like they kept each other like, you know.
Yeah, but that's why you have cousins.
Entertained
so
all freaking day, you know? Like I didn't have like, to worry about it. Scarlett's like, come play with me. And I'm like, Mom, I hate playing. But I'm like, I can't like sit there and like, oh, like I love it. Like I'll do it. But like I literally,
yeah,
I'm not a good player.
Really?
No, I'm not. I give people so much credit. My friend Megan, best player ever. She'll come and be like, hey, everybody, and get down to their level. And I'm like, well, I, you know.
Maybe it's because you're very, like, type A.
100%. Like, yeah. I'm cleaning up immediately when she's going from toy to toy, and I just have to, like, embrace the chaos.
You're like, we're done with the Barbies. We're moving on.
We're done with the Barbies.
The Barbies
Let's
away.
Fold and iron her clothes and hang them back the fuck up. And she's like, no, on to the next thing. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I want to talk about bridal shop secrets.
We're jumping
today.
Right in.
I want to talk about bridal shop secrets today.
Okay.
I want to talk about
the
impact of social media on body image, because I saw some shit this week and I'm done. Okay. I'm fucking done. And I want to talk about the Oscars because
it was like yesterday.
It was 2 days ago.
You're right. 2 days ago. So by the time we air this, it'll be a week ago.
Oh yeah. That's right.
But that's okay. It'll still be fresh. It doesn't matter. We don't have time like that. Like, we have to do things in advance.
I know we do. Do you remember the time that I was working here? It was like a Sunday. And you know, like, my shift probably started at 9. I got here at 7:30 per usual.
Of course.
Because I'm always fucking, like, early and, like, you know, whatever. Just an overachiever. I don't remember the name of the woman. And let's just call her Jessica for shits and giggles.
I remember the name of the woman. Okay. But we're not going to blast her on socials.
What was her name? Oh, then. Yeah.
Everyone in the world just orbits.
Okay, so we sold her a dress. Then they canceled the wedding. We found out they canceled the wedding because they got pregnant and they didn't want a big wedding.
Yeah.
Canceled the wedding.
Yes.
She called and wanted to return the dress and get her money back. And this was like months after she bought the dress. Like months. Didn't she get it altered too?
I don't think, if I remember correctly, I don't think that she got it altered.
So remember,
I think that she was supposed to.
This is the craziest thing that has ever happened to me when I was working here. So I'm sitting here, it's a Sunday, and it was the old shop, and there was like a knock at the door because it wasn't open yet, and it was her. And I like peeked through the door. I was like, hey, how are you? Good morning. And she, like her hand comes in. And
but
like,
you, I feel like, wait, not to cut you off. I feel like you need to preface this by saying this woman literally came in and made best friends with us. She
loved us.
Literally loved us.
Baked
she brought
goods.
Me.
Baked goods to
she
this
brought
bitch.
Me like that oil cream stuff for my knee. She went home or had her daughter bring it. I can't remember what the situation was.
She brought you Bengay?
Literally.
She brought Corinne fucking Biofreeze and rubbed it on her knee. Anyway,
it was like some sort of like
we were like
CBD.
Invited to the wedding
basically.
Okay.
She loved us.
She loved us. Wedding gets canceled. She calls up, says she needs her money back. Corinne's like,
yeah, your dress is here.
Your
like, you have it.
Yes,
you
she
have
had
the
her dress.
Dress. Yeah.
So the at the door, I'm like, oh, let me go. And like at this point, I knew what was going on, but I'm like, what is this bitch gonna do? She comes in, she's hyperventilating. Hyperventilating. And me, I'm just like,
you're having like a full, she was having a full
I'm like,
little
can
panic
I help
attack.
You? She goes, I need this money back. What you're doing isn't right. And I'm just like, what? I'm like, what's going on? Then you know what she said to me that like really like got me fucking pissed. And this is when I called you right away.
Yes, I remember.
She goes to me, my husband's outside and he is very, very upset. And I was just like, what is your husband going to do?
Yeah.
Is he going to come in here and beat me up? And what is that like? You got a man outside? First of all, this man, like, he looks like Mr. Yeah, fucking clean. Yeah,
he definitely like little... was like, wait, hold on a second.
What?
We have some pause. I don't know.
Something, are you fucking okay?
I don't know if it's my hair or something just literally went in my eye, like a dust or something. Gianna, can you come back and get me the mirror? Oh.
Pause. Because Corinne got something in her fucking eye. Good thing I had that cookie. Man, are you all right?
I mean, it kind of it feels weird. The show must go on, though, right? Hopefully it
goes away. Pain? Are you in pain?
No, it just feels like, but there's nothing in there. I don't see anything. So I'm all right.
Why is my microphone going limp?
Do you have to...
Does it need a pill? Does it...
My microphone's going limp.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Well.
That was fucking crazy.
That was a fucking buzzkill.
That... No, continue.
Go wash your fucking eye out.
I can't have makeup on my face.
Anyway.
Life sucks.
So, she said that to me, like, I'm like, are you threatening me? I'm like, are you threatening? And then after, and she was like shaking, hyperventilating.
Yeah, she's
like someone
losing.
Fucking killed her dog. I'm like,
you, I think
like,
you called me and was like, go on the camera.
I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, I don't feel fucking safe. This woman's out here hyperventilating, and then she tells me that her husband is outside and very upset because we won't take back your dress.
That's crazy. But then what I think I was just like, Cassie, just give her back her money because I'm not dealing with this crazy.
Is that what we did eventually? No, I think you were like,
I don't remember.
I think of it. And then, yes. And then it was this whole, I think so.
So I don't.
It was this whole big thing. And then you went out to brunch at the shed and she lives like very close by and she like waved to you like, hi honey, how are you? Remember that? And you're
yes,
like, oh my God,
I've seen her out and about and she popped in like years after.
Like nothing happened.
Literally. And I was like, oh, this is crazy. Like we're not friends. Like
no,
I'm like you came in and like caused a ruckus in here.
Anyway, don't wave your dusty ass husband
don't
in
usually...
my face. That doesn't scare me, okay? I'm a big girl. I could probably take his ass. Fuck off. Anyway.
She'd be like bouncing him right out of the store.
My pillow fell.
Oh my God. We're a mess today.
Shut up. Shut up. I can't move. I can't. It's not that I'm lazy. I can't move because the table's here and like I can't.
I'm laughing.
I'm sorry.
Because today is quite the shit show.
Anyway.
At least the table didn't fall down yet.
Oh my God, remember that?
Oh, I remember it.
Thank you so much.
I remember it well.
What is... Give me some crazy shit that happened here.
So, I was gonna say, because of that situation, like, I don't usually... Well, not because of that situation. I don't usually give in to people when they threaten me. So, like, that's not the way that...
Right.
Yeah. I just think that, like... I don't know. What's that saying? You get more bees with...
I love that. You get more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. That is my motto in what I do for a living.
Yeah.
Don't be a twat and people are going to, you know.
Yeah. I feel like I've had so many people come at me at the store.
Yeah.
In fact, one lady, I actually laughed at her.
Oh my God. Wait.
Not on purpose.
Yes. It was the COVID?
It was during, okay, yes. It was after COVID.
After COVID. It was when things started opening up and the rules were still insane.
But like, it was like not, yeah, it was after
I remember
like,
you telling
reopened.
Me this because I wasn't here and you called me.
Yeah. Because I was like, what? I don't even know. Okay. So a bride came in with her family and she had a huge amount of people come in with her and they were just doing like a try on for something that went with her dress. Like it wasn't for her actual dress. Like it was just something random. And she had to have like 7 or 8 people with her. Like no joke. And on the thing it says like, you know, because of COVID, you can only bring 2 people.
Legally.
Like we had like these guidelines and stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like it was like a whole big thing.
God,
people
were
still
like
wearing masks. So they all come in, they like flood the front of the store and all of a sudden, I think it was like Andrea and Gianna. I don't remember who was up front, but there were a lot of employees here that day. They basically came to the back and was like, you know, I don't know what to do. We can't seat them all in the area. There aren't enough seats anyway. So I went up front and the mom came out she came in the front door, guns blazing. You're not going to tell me that I can't sit. And I was like, oh, no, that did not just happen. I literally like full on laughed in her face. And I was like, I'm at a level. I'm at the point of no return. When I start laughing.
I know, you get fucking scary.
It's bad. Like, it's so bad. Yeah, like I'm laughing during an argument. We need to really be, like, take a step back because you have pissed me off to the point of no return.
Yeah. You need to call and the police.
Literally, I remember I turned around and Andrea was like, basically had this face on like, oh my God, she's going to blow. And I was like, we're not telling you that you can't have these people in the store. You can't all go back at one time. We weren't telling her that people need to leave. She literally stormed out of the store and went outside. Like, literally walked. I'm not doing this. All right, take your shit and go. Like, here's your... I almost literally gave her a refund.
What was your bride saying?
Nothing. She turned around and walked out with her.
Yeah. And it wasn't even for a dress try-on, right?
No, it was for, like, I think she was trying
on an accessory. I'm going to go try this necklace on.
Yeah, everybody basically. It was for an Fuck accessory off. With the dress. So she was trying on, like, a sample.
Yeah.
Like, to do, like, an accessory with. So I was like, you don't need this many people here. And unfortunately, hello, the government is dictating. Like, I can't have you all in that section. So you guys can swap out, but you can't all go back at one time. And you know what's really funny? The family that was here was so reasonable.
Yeah.
They were just like...
Because they were probably mortified that Aunt Karen was flipping out.
Can I just tell you?
Oh, I bet.
They were mortified.
I bet you.
They were mortified.
You know, the times of COVID really brought out the craziest side of people. You know what I mean? Like, it was so insane. Do you remember when we opened up? We were like level B or like stage... It was different. Mm. I remember posting a story about it with me in my mask, like steaming a dress.
Yeah,
because like things were only allowed to open up in phases. We were in phases.
Yeah, we were in opening or something. And phases. Yeah, because of your retail. That's right. Not, yeah.
And listen, we just had to follow because we didn't know what. Like, okay, now that you look back at it, it's so crazy because now we're so far removed from the COVID era. Like,
yeah,
it
exactly.
Went back to as if it never happened. But when we were living in it, we never knew if it was going to ever be normal again. Remember those days?
I was like, and it's so funny because looking back now, I feel like we lost years of our lives. Isn't yes. it also like that? Because that's literally the way that I yes. feel. Yes.
No, I'm I like, do.
Where did the 2020 to like 2023 go?
You don't even remember.
I don't remember.
I remember for weddings.
I'm like, do I have dementia?
Am I okay? I remember.
Well, that we know is not true. I am not okay. True,
obviously. I remember for weddings, like, well, it was like shock. Like, it was such a blessing for me because I got pregnant. I had Scarlett in April. My first wedding was back in June. So I was like, yeah. Okay. But like, we had all these insane rules out about dancing squares next to the table.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, everyone had dancing squares. Promo
was on the screen. And we're like, dancing squares? What dancing the fuck? Squares.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Can you imagine?
I mean, we lived it. So like, it's like, you know, like now...
I know.
Like, we can't imagine.
Like, we're going to tell our kid, like, well, just.
Well, I'm not going to tell my kid anything because I don't even remember. I have dementia about it.
What was it? What was it called?
She's going to be like, Mom, don't you remember? I'm going to be like, no.
Do you remember when the lady brought the pizza box into the store?
Oh, my God.
Like a full pie. Like a Ninja Turtle comes in with a fucking pie.
She literally walked in the old store with the pizza box. And we were like, ma'am, you can't come in here with that. And she took the box and put it on the floor by the front door and then was like, I'll just leave it here. And I'm like,
shit, I'm taking a slice.
Your pizza box is not like, it's not a Ziploc bag. Like, dust can get in there. Like, you're literally going to leave it on the dirty floor next to, whatever.
And then the coffee, the lady with the coffee.
The lady with the coffee, that was crazy. I think that was Gianna. Gianna, was that you?
She came in with like her Starbucks and you're like, oh, I'm sorry. Because our rules, we had the rules. You cannot. Yes. You cannot come into a bridal shop. Wait. With food and drink.
Wait, let me tell you. Hold on. I don't know if you remember. I'm going to tell everyone. We had an easel when you walked in the front door that was probably a 16 by 20. The easel. Do you know an easel holds a frame?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember which easel, Corinne. I know what an easel is.
When you walked in, it had a frame on it. The picture itself was 16 by 20. And then it had this big ass, beautiful wooden frame around it. Inside this frame... I shit you not. It said, please, no food or drink allowed in the store. We put this thing literally in front of the front door because the old store was very small. So when you walked in, you had to walk in like...
It was gone with the wind, but it's all coming back.
People would like walk past this sign with their 47,000 ounce big gulp.
With a Thanksgiving dinner.
Filled with blue slushies.
This little curve will come in here with us.
Get the fuck out of here.
A full urn of coffee they would come in with and like just like whatever.
Do you know what's really funny? My go-to, and I'm sorry if this offends anybody.
No, you're not.
No, you're right, I'm not. Whenever they come in the store with coffee, I always say to them, you need to leave that at the front desk for obvious reasons.
Yes, for obvious reasons.
I say, oh, I'm so sorry. We can't have coffee in here for obvious reasons.
I hope this, you don't know this one.
This is literally my go-to. And if I say that to you, it's basically me being like, do you understand why you can't have coffee in here?
I remember this happened to me one day. No. This is when I was managing. And I didn't think I'd tell you because I was like, I fucking handled it, whatever. It was a woman. It was a bride and her sister.
Oh, God.
And it was like during the holidays, comes in with her red Starbucks holiday cup because that's when Starbucks was right next door.
Uh-huh.
Frothy, like whatever, like ice, still an ice drink.
I mean,
whatever.
Everyone loves a good,
you know,
frothy
Starbucks. I'm like, honey, you have to leave that in the front. You know.
Yeah.
Do you mean I have to go and come in the front and take a sip of it and then go back to the area where my sister's get? I'm like, yeah, you can't bring that back there. I'm like, we have white dresses. It gets, and like me, like, you know, you get more with honey. And then I'm like trying to make a joke out of it, like stone cold looking at me like this.
Stone cold.
And I was like, see you later. Like, keep your fucking Frappuccino in the front, bitch.
It's like she was like walking from like, I don't know, like in JFK from terminal to terminal. That's how she made it like be like how far she was walking.
Right. It's insane. Oh, and that one woman who balanced the coffee on the chair.
Yeah. So she came in, and this was the old store too. She came in and put the coffee on the chair. And we had like those slipper chairs. And she balanced it on the couch chair. And then she goes, Gianna's like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, you can't have coffee in here. And then the woman's like, it's okay. I have a Tide pen.
Yeah. So if I spill it on anything, I can go and wipe it up.
You know
what
you could do with that Tide pen, by the way?
What can you do with that Tide pen, Corinne?
I don't want to say.
I'll say it. So, bottom line, before you go dress shopping.
Just use common sense.
Use common sense. Do not bring food. Do not be a Stanley cup with water. Like, not, like even, like, we don't.
We had one girl sitting here, literally must have came in with like snack packs, and she would be, I caught her so many times, and I'm like, should I say something? And I was like, it's almost more comical that she thinks she's getting away with it, that I'm not even going to say anything. Every time we would walk past, she would take the little like cheese and cracker pack and like hide it like in her bag. And I'm like, bitch, do you think we don't see you eating that? She had, like, pretzels, cheese, like, pepperoni. I'm like, what are you doing?
I would have asked her for some.
Listen, you can have... I mean, I should have. I love a good little cheese and cracker.
Shit.
Bring that fucking charcuterie.
Bring the charcuterie board in here, bitch. Get the Gouda. Smoke Gouda. Thank you.
Bring me some goat cheese.
I am so oily. Like, why are you friends with me? Are people watching this saying, like, she's trash with an oily fucking face? Is it just the light? Like, what is it? I don't understand.
It's the bright... Well... How do I look?
Fine, I look mad. You look fucking fine. Don't come in here and smoke weed. Listen.
The weed.
Do you remember that?
The least she could have done was fucking shared it with us.
Not me. I don't smoke.
Do you know how many people have smoked weed in here?
Oh, please. All the time.
Well, let me just say something.
When they came, they were in the back in the old store. That was the old store. I was like, holy shit.
The old store, if anyone has never seen the pictures of the old store was very railroad style. It was like less than 20 feet wide.
Right.
And it went straight back. It got a little wider as it got to the back. But there was a bridal area in the front for the brides. Yep. And then the back was very private. So like if you were in that back
room. It was
quiet
room, too.
It was like you were like
there was
in
a middle
your,
room.
There was a middle room, there was the front room, a middle room, and then the back room. So it was all very like, you know, like, oh, this is nice back here.
Yeah.
Like our VIPs would have been, it was nice back
there.
It
was really nice back
there. Like you had this whole big room to yourself.
And a bathroom.
And a bathroom. You had your own private bathroom. Well, that was like our bathroom.
Yeah, that was the poop bathroom.
That was the poop bathroom. I'll be back in 10.
Do you remember when I was pregnant and I couldn't poop and I used to cry back there? Texting you?
Yeah. I remember.
All right, back to the beautiful VIP appointments.
So they were all sitting back there, and then I don't remember who said it, and they were like, it reeks of weed.
Yeah.
And then it was so strong. It was like,
fucking ridiculous.
just, what's the word I'm looking for? It was like floating. Like, yes. It was like its own entity.
It was smoky, like, back floating there.
To the front of the store.
Yeah.
Like, where we'd be like, look at each other and be like, I feel a little high. 100%. Like, it was 100% you were getting contact high in that store.
I was like, let's put on the Beatles and, yeah, you know.
And then that bitch went and wrote a bad review about us. Whatever.
Trash.
Trash.
You're fucking trash. If you're watching out there, trash. Okay. Okay. Wait. My other favorite story. Yeah. Our holistic exorcism. All right. Let me tell the story to these people out there. So.
You better tell it right.
I tell stories so great, bitch. I just had scarlet. So I wasn't really here. And you call me one day and you're like, the store just feels heavy. Right? And then you told me about the experience that happened.
No, it was only tell them like this. Two
Did we
years
talk about
ago.
This before?
I think, no, Scarlett was like 2 years old.
Okay, yes.
She had to have.
But did we talk about this?
We may have talked about it on the last season, but I don't know if we really
talked
about
it. All right, let's get
it.
Into it. So Corinne, go, tell them the story, Corinne.
Okay, so Cassie will jump in with your fun.
Yes, yes.
All right, so this is what happened. So we're all basically in the store. There was a bunch, it's a FedEx. Hold on. Scary. We'll be back in a second.
I was so scared.
I thought it was the guy.
I thought it was a ghost.
Like, oh my god, what is this?
You're like, so all of a sudden, one day.
Are they like puppy ghosts?
I just should have kept the door unlocked.
No. Let's let Gianna sit down. Okay. So this is what happened. There was brides in the store that day. We were all here. It was like me, Andrea, Tatiana at the time, Amanda. Like, I'm going back. Like, oh, so Amanda was here. That's how far back it was.
Okay.
So we're all in the store, and all of a sudden, there was a lot of commotion. Like, there was a lot of brides.
There was
alterations. It was just a lot going on.
Yes.
So this man had kind of, like, stumbled in, and I thought he was with, like, other people that could... Yeah, I thought that he was with other people that were in the store.
Yes.
So everyone starts kind of, like, clearing out. He's talking to me, and he starts, like, basically doing, like, psychic, like, stuff. He was like, think about or write down on this little piece of paper, like, what's your favorite flower? What's your favorite color? You know, how many sisters do you have? Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I write all this shit down. Then he says, I have a little piece of paper. He opens up this little piece of paper. He had written down exactly what I had written down. It was fucking freaky. So I was like, oh, cute. Like a little carnival trick. Great. So I'm not thinking anything of it. Fast forward.
Because you're busy. You're doing
yes,
shit.
Yes, I'm busy. We're doing things. But I'm like, okay, cute. He's like this little vagrant, little psychic man, like a holy whatever. So he says to me, he didn't ask me for money in the beginning, but I think then he actually did. And I was like, okay, like, oh, he's like, oh, you know, like, do you want, what did he say? I'm telling the story fucked up, but whatever. He said, like, make a donation, like, to him, because he was psychic. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll throw this guy, like, $20. Biggest mistake of my life, by the way. That's how it spiraled into this huge thing. Then all of a sudden, he's sitting there, and he's, like, going into, like, this little case that he has in his lap, and I'm like, does he have a gun in there? Because now he's telling me to go to the register to get more money for him. And I'm like...
And he's sitting on the step.
He's sitting on the step. And I'm literally, like, sitting right next to him. And he's kind of, like, not holding me, but, like, it was very weird. I'm not usually get, like, afraid of things, but I got, like, a little nervous with this guy.
Yeah, because he was...
Not in the beginning. Only when he started asking me for more money. And then I was like, oh, we're not a cash business. We never have cash here. So if you're... This is, like, literally the worst place for anyone
never.
To come.
Right.
Because there's, like, $2 in the...
Yeah.
We never get cash. So... don't say anything. He goes, don't speak. Go over to the register and get me the money. And I'm like,
so what did you do, bitch?
So I went over to the register because I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? And I squat down and Tatiana happened to walk up.
Oh, that bitch don't give up. Fuck. Tatiana was our hardcore Russian seamstress.
Yeah.
Who... Very talented as to what
oh,
she does.
Oh, amazing.
Did not get, like, but very cold, but didn't mean to be cold.
No.
It was just her way of communicating.
It's just, yeah, it's just a short, you know, European style,
that's
whatever.
It.
So she comes behind the desk and she, like, squats down and I'm like, Tatiana. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on right now.
And she was like, absolutely not.
She didn't at first. She was like, well, Corinne, what's wrong? Like, you know, like, I don't do a very good Russian accent, so. And then I was like, the guy. And she was like, what? And I was like, the guy over there. I'm like, I can't get him to leave.
That's fucking scary.
It was fucking scary. And then Tatiana's like, hold on. Hold my needles. Hold my needles. She literally stood up. Oh, wait. I have to tell you that before this happened, little Andrea is sitting at the front on this couch.
Okay.
And Andrea looks at me, and I look at Andrea, and I go.
And she was scared, right?
And Andrea was like, oh, my God. And Andrea was, like, taking pictures of him because it's just me and Andrea up there at this point. Like, what the fuck? So when Tatiana came out, and also, too, by the way, Amanda literally called her dad. And was like, can you go up here? There's a weird guy.
I'm like, Dad, can you please come to the table?
She, like, called him from the dressing rooms. I don't know what happened, but whatever. So anyway, so then Tatiana, like, literally stood up, guns blazing, and was like, you, get out! Like, just was like, you gotta go! All women! Like, she just went off on this man. He literally was like, fuck. And, like, just stood up and, like, left.
Right.
It was the craziest thing. It wind up, though, we did call the cops. It took them, like, 2 hours to get here. No hate on the police. I backed the blue. But I was like, fuck, man. Like, God forbid we were really being held up. We even said there's a man in here that we can't get out of our store. Like, Andrea told them.
So, back to what happened after that. So, Corinne calls me, tells me this story. Yes. And then things got, like, weird around here. Like, things were very heavy. Sales were kind of, like, weird.
It was very negative.
It was really negative. A lot of negative energy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Corinne, we need to have... I forget what their names were. Do you remember? But it was me, you, Sam, and these two women that came in, and they literally, like, cleansed our space.
Yeah.
They came in with, like, one woman had a journal with her, right? And another woman came in, she had, like, the...
Yeah, she had, like, the sage, the crystals. The sage, they had moon
and
water.
And the weirdest thing about this whole entire situation, do you remember this? And she's like, I feel it very heavy in this area. And she points to where that motherfucker was sitting down.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
and then before like, he left too, like
remember? Because before he left, I said he had handed me like a little postcard type of thing, but it had like a painting of like all kind of like what are they called?
Tarot cards?
No. It was like not Buddhist. It was like holy men,
monks.
No, not monks. I don't know what they're called. Maybe they were like, I don't think they were monks, but it was like
Gandhi,
something like that. No, I don't know. But anyway, and I literally took it like this and went outside so that when, because he was like, oh, give this to her, give this to her.
Yeah, that's weird.
And I'm like, I'm not fucking touching that. No. So I literally picked it up, I think with like tweezers or something, and I, with the clip, and I walked outside to the trash can outside and I threw it out.
Right. So we had that done. We had that done here.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. And we felt, it was just crazy that they knew where he was. He felt his, like, his energy.
100%. They actually said that I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Why didn't you tell me this?
I thought I did, but anyway. It's okay. I'll open up my moon water later. I'll put it in the middle. I'll have Melissa come over. I have so much shit around here from, like, things that have happened over the past couple years that, like, people don't even know that there's things around.
Okay. That's creepy. What do you have?
No, like, things that, like, so to, like, so you don't get, like, bad energy. Oh, like, bad juju.
Yeah,
like,
no,
cleanse energy and, like, bring, like, good fortune.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. You wouldn't even know that it was around. Hmm. I'm not doing it for anybody else. It's for me and for
my business. I know. No, good for you. No, I support that 100%.
I'm not, like, walking in. Like, people are walking in. I'm not, like, dousing them in holy water. Could you imagine? Ding!
Putting them into the sun. Anyway. I want to talk about the impact of social media on self-image because a lot has happened this week. I've been, like I said, I've been trying to get off my phone lately, but it's just very hard. But I came across these two social media accounts. Okay. One is called Social Media vs. Reality.
Oh.
The Instagram. And the other is called Celeb Face. And what they are, they're basically two accounts that kind of show the real photo versus the edited photo.
I've never even
like
heard of
Instagram
this.
Versus reality.
Really?
Yep. And
oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, you take a look at it. You take a look at how social media trends and filters like really affect self-confidence and body, you know, your like all that stuff. So if you look at these two accounts, one of them, the social media versus reality Instagram account, you know, and you know your highlights, she actually has in one of her highlights – people who have blocked me, and it's all these little, like, an insane number of, like, models and, like, not in, like, intense celebrity, like, not
but why though? Because she's posting what they really look like. Because she's
exposing to them what they really look like. You have to look at it. It's social media versus reality. So we're
saying that social media is highly photoshopped. Wow, I have 100%.
You don't think so?
I'm being like sarcastic.
These. Oh, okay. All right. I was like, "Are you all right, Corinne?" Yeah. So it's social media versus reality, but the way it's spelt, it's like weird. Like the O is a zero. You should pop it up on this when you edit it and stuff like that. Other one is celeb face on Instagram.
Okay.
And it's kind of like,
oh, it's so, yeah, but it's a zero.
The account analysis, mm-hmm, like they rip apart everything, like lip fillers.
Oh my God.
Brings out like botched Photoshop edits. Like, well, literally, and I don't know how these, because like with the naked eye, I would never see it, but like they'll circle things and be like, wow, that wall is cut. Like, it's fucking insane. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I look for that.
I don't look for that because I don't. But so because some of it is so subtle.
Because I used to do photography.
Oh, yeah.
I will look to see if one of the pictures, I'm like, that's photoshopped.
Yeah.
Just to see. Like, because I'm like, you know somewhere they fucked up something.
Right.
Where there's like a crooked doorknob.
And or these crazy like apps like Facetune and stuff. Like, I'll see some pictures and I'll be like, you don't fucking look like that in real life, bitch. Like, what are you saying?
I understand the filters and stuff. Everybody uses that.
Right. Like, fine. I'll throw a Paris on it just to, like, smooth out my oily face. But, like.
Yeah. I just think that, like, I don't know. I feel like some of the filters. Girl, if you're taking selfies and I can't see the division between your nose and your face, you're doing it wrong.
There's something
like,
wrong there.
There's just something. Like, we know that you have a filter on your face. Like, you 100%. Look ridiculous.
100%.
I'd rather see you with your wrinkles and whatever else than to see you with the literally no nose.
Right.
Nothing irks me more. The fuck do you smell?
Right.
We know you don't look like that. Just stop.
You okay, bitch? You got nostrils?
No, all they have is nostrils. It's like, they're like two fucking holes in your face and nothing else.
That's it, nothing else. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I will literally plug in a picture of, I'll take a picture of me and you.
Yeah.
And then do that thing with the nose.
You should do it. Yeah, you should do that. You should face you look the like, shit like out it's
like
faces.
A
little,
and especially me, because like my face is like, I have like a, I don't know, I think I have a rounder face, but like, I look like a little piggy. Like
a who? Like Cindy Lou Who is no more than two.
Yeah.
God. You know, the whole Facetune and like AI, even AI images and stuff, I'm seeing an issue in a lot of my friends are makeup artists and hair artists in the wedding industry.
Yes.
Girls, when they're having their weddings, will go up to them with photos and be like, I like this look. And they're like, that's great, because that's totally unattainable, because it's a completely fake fucking photo.
I'm going to say something controversial.
What?
And please, makeup artists, please don't hate me. And it's not all of them.
What? Yes. Like,
I've seen girls and I'm like, listen, I know there's some makeup artists out there that do absolutely beautiful work. I mean, amazing. And they look, what is happening? Was that in your Coke?
Yeah, it was my curl.
Oh, thank God. I thought maybe it was like a pube or something.
Gianna.
Gianna, she needs help again, that. Gianna.
Poor Gianna. Gianna's like a fucking
get her wedding. Stick.
No, forget it. I don't want it. I don't want the pillow. It's fine.
So anyway, my point,
a pube.
Since I was rudely interrupted.
A fucking pube.
Well, I mean, whatever. So I'll cut that part out.
No, this is funny. I'm eating pubes.
Out of her Diet Cokes. The Photoshop is so, like, the face app is used so much on the picture that I'm like, it's not possible that this is the same girl.
Can you tell?
100%. And I have to tell you, there have been some brides that I've personally known that I'm like, where the bride has said, this doesn't even look like me.
I know who you're talking about.
And she's not wrong. And she's a pretty girl.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
So. But she's not the only person.
No, I know.
There were many of them where I'm just like, it is
crazy.
Men?
It's crazy. But I will say, when I'm there. Why are you doing
that? Stop.
But there are artists, when I'm there in the morning of, like, they like, I'll see them put, like, it's,
like, oh, yeah, of stunning. Course.
But no, but I get it. I know. No, I know.
Do we not have, like, pores?
No, it's crazy. But.
Like, just come on.
No, that's
it's getting out of control.
Like, that's the fucking thing. You look at this account and it was crazy. They were showing like Jennifer Lopez. Like, Jennifer Lopez, beautiful. She's the woman's beautiful. Like 500 years old, stunning, still looks like whatever, beautiful. No, but
she's
you know like what I mean.
55, by the
no,
way.
No, she's, yeah, fine. But they'll show an Instagram photo of her, and then they'll show like a real photo, and the woman has pores. She's got like the lines there. She looks like a person. You know what I mean? Oh my god!
You should. Wait.
Kylie Jenner, who's I think is beautiful. Like she's she doesn't pretty. Need a lot of shit.
No.
She did this one photo shoot, and this actually made because I was like in a deep dive last night. I'm like, what are we fucking talking about today?
I got a deep dive into this.
She
thing
was in.
Too.
It was her photo shoot with her in the red bikini, and she just looked like insane. Like okay. it was so like whatever.
Oh god.
Someone wrote in the comment. And my favorite thing to do on Instagram is to like when there's something ridiculous, I'm always looking at the comment section because like it makes me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
Some woman wrote, where are her labias? And it's so true. It's like why are you brushing out? You're a woman. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah.
God. It's just the funniest shit ever. But no, you guys should check this out. If you're ever feeling like shit about yourself one day, it's social media versus reality and then celeb face on Instagram.
I like it. I'm going to check it out tonight, which it's going to suck because right. I'm going to be up all night.
No, I know. You're going to send me photos. I know you. You're going to send me photos.
100%.
But the bio on the social media versus reality thing is if you don't want to see the truth, leave this page.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, good.
It's She's crazy.
They're upfront about
but
it.
But it's kind of good because, not good, but then you have people like, well, this is a bullying page. It's not really a bullying page. It's like, here, this is what it is what it is.
This is
like,
what they really look like.
Because there's, like, these days, especially, like.
Do you remember, this was a couple of years ago when, what's her name? Jenner, the mother. Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
So I'm just drawing like a little blank. So Kris Jenner had taken a picture with Gordon Ramsay. And he posted on his Instagram yes. or social media the actual picture, and she posted yes. on hers.
And it was completely
the edited filter and picture, and they look.
And it was completely different. You should Nothing pull that out. There me. Has to be up there on the internet.
Oh, 100%.
It has to be.
Great, I love it.
All right, my next topic here that I want to talk about.
You know what? You can do like a little sprinkle.
A little bit. When I do a story on Instagram, I will put you. You put a story, you post it, you could swipe.
Yeah, the little filters. Okay, Paris. Fine, I get it.
Because Paris, so I feel like just smooth.
Yeah.
But I'm not looking like a completely different person.
Yeah, a little bit is okay.
No. I don't do a little bit.
Nothing in excess is good.
Except for...
My dad used to say that to me.
There you go. My next topic of choice is women can't fucking win, okay?
Facts.
Women can't win.
They can't.
We're in 2025, and I'm sure everyone talks about this topic. This is a topic of choice probably for every fucking female podcast in the world, but there is no reason why people should be commenting on women's bodies in 2025 about fucking anything. I came across this. Selena Gomez, gorgeous.
Beautiful. At any weight.
Any way
she looks.
And it's so funny because I'll read the comments of what was written on these photos. But these, first of all, the men that are commenting on this, number one, shut the fuck up.
Are they men?
Number two, some of them. Number two, you will never get somebody that looks almost as good as Selena Gomez looks. And number three, the women that are commenting are probably disgusting. Like middle-aged women who are selling fucking Slim Fast at Girl Scout meetings. Go fuck yourself. That's number one. Okay. So you got to show this picture. This is a picture. Okay. So it's 2024 and 2025.
You read. I'll show the picture.
For the Oscars. Well, you'll put it up on the thing when you
I
edit
will,
it.
But I'm going to show it anyway.
Selena Gomez. Stunning as fucking whatever, ever.
Just in case.
Someone wrote, real. All right. So the 2024 one, she was in a white dress at the Oscar, the Screen Actor Guild Award. And she was heavier. Okay. She's not like her pop star days when she was real thin back in the day. When
and
they
she
used
was
to
like
star
18
themselves. Right.
When you're in like.
Before you go through puberty. Yeah, whatever. Really not to be mean, but it's time for Ozempic, someone writes. Another one writes, I remember when she used to be hot. Another one, so oh, she like. big, the Justine Elmore, go fuck yourself. Number, and then the fourth one, she's an absolute unit. Okay. Then, this is in 2025.
What does that mean?
I don't even fucking know. This was at the
Netflix. Is that like a derogatory? Is that like a
unit? I think it means like
a TV
unit.
She looks like a big VCR.
You look like a 65-inch flat screen Samsung curved UK 4K TV. Go fuck yourself. Ariane 0815. Jonna, why aren't you laughing?
She's working.
Oh, she's working? All right, fine. Fuck. All right. Now, 2025, she's at the same award show, okay? She looks like she lost weight. Still looks.
Yeah.
Still, I would chop off my left tit to look like her any day.
Seriously.
And now here's what they're saying. She caved and got Ozempic, I see. She looked better thick. Skinnier isn't prettier, and here's the proof. Keep your curves. Meanwhile, she's so stunning.
Her face looks exactly the
award
same.
Award season Ozempic 24 milligrams, pathetic. And the other one was, she was a whale a couple weeks ago. It's magic.
They're just, these people are literally disgusting. Like, how do you live, how do you sleep at night?
The one, the mixed, she caved and got Ozempic. She looked better. Are you kidding? This guy, Corey, wrote, skinnier isn't prettier, and here's proof. Keep your curves. Shut the fuck up. He probably jerks off in his parents' basement to anime porn, and you're commenting on this beautiful female's photo. First of all, she looks stunning in both photos. Second of all,
she does. She looks beautiful. In both photos, she literally
looks
beautiful.
Women can't win. They can't win. No. They weren't able. They never will be able to win. And never. Honestly, Corinne,
there's a whole monologue in the Barbie movie about it.
This is going to be forever. This is just who, it's not going to change.
Yeah, there's no way.
We
It'll
can
never
go,
go
off
away.
On as many episodes of the fucking podcast that we want about this, but yeah. Women are, they have to shut the fuck up. There's one thing I cannot stand. Like, why does that have to be the first thing you have to point out about something? Like, it's just so sick. So, Taylor Lautner, remember him? The wolf from...
Oh, yeah.
What's that movie called?
The Twilight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
wait, he said something bad?
No.
Oh.
He took this post and he put it on his story. Mm. And he wrote, Taylor, good for you. He wrote, it's a cruel world full of hate out here. You can never please everyone, nor should you have to. In my experience, it doesn't work to make the words sting less. It just refocuses you onto what matters, and it sure isn't the shape, color, or appearance of your body. A daily reminder to all of us to not forget how beautiful you are inside or out.
Aww.
That's so nice, Taylor.
That's really sweet. Good for him.
He used to be, yeah. Did he used to date Taylor Swift?
Is he still around?
What's... Yeah.
Oh, all right.
He married someone named Taylor.
Oh, right. They're Taylor and Taylor.
Taylor Squared.
That's okay. Right. I forgot about that.
Now, this is the part that fucking kills me because I have younger sisters. We know that. I'm one of five. I have younger sisters. Okay. So she did an article about to the Huff Post. What's like a Huff Post? What is that?
Huff Post. It's like the daily, you know, like a news thing.
So
like,
she
a, like a gossip news thing.
So now not only do women how they can't win, but now they have to fucking answer to people. And it's like disgusting that she even has to answer. Not like, oh my God, you were an amazing movie, Emilia Perez.
Wait,
oh my God, your sitcom is fucking amazing.
To these comments?
She didn't answer to them, okay. But people asked her, like, what does she say about her recent hate? And she goes, I'm a little bit big right now because I enjoyed myself during the holidays, Gomez says, while streaming live on Instagram from a car with her 9-year-old sister, Gracie, on the night of the award show. I mean, right? She said to Gracie with a laugh, but we don't care. How fucking sad that she has to say that in front of her 9-year-old sister. Then she goes, I don't care about my weight because people bitch about it anyway. You're too small. You're too big. You're too big. That doesn't fit. She said, bitch, I am perfect the way I am. You sure fucking are, Selena Gomez. And do not let Ariana... 0815, Justine L. Moore, all these other twats, Insta twats on Instagram, who have nothing better to do than comment on how fucking gorgeous you are. So that's my end rant right there.
Yeah.
Women can never fucking win. Everyone remember that. Okay?
Yeah. Speaking of Insta twats,
assholes.
Though.
Oh, yes.
That should be our new thing.
Insta twats.
I love it.
It's a new segment.
That's a new segment for us.
The Insta twat.
I
who are Insta twats of the week?
Yeah. Who these? So yeah. So I have a list of our Insta twats for the week, which we just named it. So I love that because that's literally the best name ever.
Okay.
These were dresses that people that commented on, you know, posts that we put up. This woman said, I'm sorry, but that dress looks awful on you. Your arms are heavy and you have a lot of cellulite on it. You should be wearing sleeves. That was on Gianna was in a strapless satin allure gown.
A strapless satin allure gown.
Which I remember that dress. It was literally recently and she looked beautiful and this woman is an asshole.
Oh, I remember this one. She was a good weight loss program for both of them. So every time I see nasty comments
on
the Insta twats, I always click on their profile. This woman...
We have to hashtag Instatwats, by the way.
Yes.
That's going to be the new hashtag.
What we should do is just reply to each comment. Instatwat.
Hashtag Instatwat.
Queen of the fucking Instatwats. Wait.
I usually give them, okay, so if you go on the Instagram, if I ever get on there.
I can't.
I put little red pins in the comments replying to the people that say something stupid because I pin them as the most ridiculous comment.
I want to go off on all of them. I want to
do it.
See
we do
Tuesday.
It.
No, because I don't want them to click on my page, go to my business account and write a review because I always see scary shit like that happen.
Just make a different Insta name.
Should I have a Finsta?
Yeah. Duh. I don't care. I'll do it on my own, but whatever.
So find my choose a good anyway. Weight loss program for the both of them! Exclamation point! Exclamation point! Exclamation point!
Yeah.
I remember specifically when I clicked on this woman's Instagram account. First off, speaking of labias, she looked like a fucking labia. Number one. Number two, she was selling like powdered, like it works.
Oh wait a minute! Yes. Is this the Sylvia lady?
Bitch, you wish you could wear a strapless over our gown. Shit.
And she writes the nastiest things. And I'm like, Sylvia, lady, you're not even that tiny. What are you doing?
What are you fucking doing?
What are you doing?
Not even that tiny. Sylvia needs
a lesson in manners. Yeah,
Sylvia, come on down. Come on the podcast.
Come on the podcast, Sylvia. We'd love to hear you talk.
We're
going to
we'll pray over you and then we'll.
Richard, we shouldn't really. We shouldn't like in.
What?
So we'll be knocking on the door. In. Get in.
Sylvia?
You never know, man. There's some psychopaths.
Let her fucking come down. Wait, this was. Wait.
She don't care. She's not going to be here when you come down.
Imagine seeing that rolling down the aisle.
I remember this comment. This was Gianna in the Bridgerton dress.
Yeah, you bitch.
And then I wrote back, that's not very nice. Wait, I do love when I write them back.
No, you could be meaner, though. Bride is beautiful, but the dresses are not for her. She needs Randy Fanoli. He will get her a dress that will suit her, and she will be beautiful on her day up. Another thing about these comments from these people, they're usually from Facebook. They're usually women that are older.
Yes.
That grew up in, like, the
not all of them, though, fast... because a lot of them have Instagram pages.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now I'm learning. Yeah,
like, pictures of, like, their receipts from Costco. Yeah. And, like, you know, Costco, their lawn, like their lawn gnomes.
Their lawn gnomes.
Like, you know, who are you?
You know what bothers me the most? When I go to their pages and it's like a grandmother and she'll have like a couple of her grandchildren her daughter with the kids. And I'm like,
I hope you don't.
I hope your sake that or for their sake that none of them gain weight, because the fact that their grandmother is literally saying this. And I don't want to say that like it's never men, but it's very rarely men.
Yes.
There are some, but not as many as women. No, it's women. Probably the ratio is like 90% it's women, insane. 10% men.
That's because they're projecting.
It's disgusting.
It's fucking disgusting.
It's literally disgusting. Women like will you never need to get again. The Randy Fanoli one is so funny, and people have said this before. People were like, you should shop at go look at other shops because you clearly haven't found the one. Hold on, there's a ambulance. That's like that's like the third one today.
What the fuck's going on down the block?
So they were like, you need to go like keep looking. And I'm like, bitch, it is our shop. There's a girl There's a girl that goes on there and I don't know who she is. And she
okay, go ahead. Sorry.
What are you doing?
Is she an Insta twat or is she an ally?
She goes on and she's like, this is a model. Like, they're like, oh, you should pick a different dress for your wedding. She's like, they're not getting married. She's a model.
I love the...
She's modeling the dresses. I love the girls that come on and state the obvious. I'm like, thank you.
No, but there's also innocent women out... There's also innocent commenters. God bless you. Make a beautiful bride. Oh, best of luck. Course. Or congratulations on your wedding. You're like, thank you so much, Donna.
You just know that those people are just, like, nice people.
All right. Anyway, Insta-twat, all of you go to hell. Our allies, we love you. Women will never, ever be able to win. So, and it's never going to change. Hate to say it.
Nope.
All right. Fun topics. Oscars.
Okay.
I've never seen Wicked.
Oh, right? I haven't seen it either. That's a sore subject, by the way.
Why?
Because I was like, let's all go see Wicked when it came out. And I had like a whole bunch of people that wanted to go. And then we just didn't.
I have no patience to see a movie. I got the gist of it. I don't think I'll ever see it. But like, whatever. All I could say, though, is that the opening All right, that's after this. But the opening number of the Oscars, like, made my nipples hard. It was so fucking beautiful. It was Ariana and Cynthia. Ariana started with Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
She's beautiful.
I was like, oh, my God, Rob. You know, that's another thing this is another thing I wanted to talk about, okay? Yeah. Let's talk about the other end of the spectrum. People are giving her so much shit for looking very skinny and Cynthia much. It's the same shit either way. Like, leave them the fuck alone. No one should be commenting on women's bodies, no matter what. They're fucking happy, they're rich as fuck, and they're doing great. Leave them the fuck alone.
Like, it's not possible.
It's sick. It's just, it's never going
to
end.
Everyone
like I said,
just needs to mind their own business, but that's never going to happen. So then you're always going to give people like us ammunition to talk shit about you. Which, you know what? I don't know if that's right or wrong either. But if you're going out there and you're being negative, you're opening yourself up. But here's the other end of that. And let me see. Do you agree with this? They say that if you're putting yourself out there, like they've said it to me and Gianna on Instagram.
Yes.
If you're putting yourself out there, then you're opening yourself up to ridicule.
Okay, so look, come at me. We're going back at you. You're the...
Well, yeah, but do you feel like that's... But who? We're asking you to pick a dress. We're not asking you to talk about our bodies.
Yes, pick a dress.
We're saying which dress do you like better? Do you like the satin dress? Or do you like the floral dress?
Right.
And then they're like, you're fat.
No, you know what I...
Bitch, sit down. Put the sleeves on. Get your garbage bag out.
It's not that, but I think that like putting stuff on the internet, you're going to get comments on it. Like that's fine. But you're right. Like we're not asking you to comment on our body. We're asking you to comment on the dress.
We're not asking you to comment on our bodies. We're asking you which dress you like. Learn to read the fucking captions.
Cunts. Okay. Ooh, beep that out. I have to stop saying that word. It just like comes out like water. It's very European. It's a European curse word.
Is it really? Is it like socially acceptable over there?
Yeah, they say it all the time in like Ireland.
Well, then who cares?
Oh. All right, so I've never seen Wicked, but the opening number was absolutely beautiful. Ariana DeGrande's song.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere Her over dress, the rainbow. I loved it.
Stunning.
I'm sorry.
Stunning. Then she came down and Cynthia Erivo came out and did another solo number from Wicked. And then they both sang Defying Gravity together. And like, I literally was sitting there. I was like, Scarlett had her little earphones on watching her iPad because I'm like, it's the end of the day. Go fuck off. Like, I need a minute. Rob's sitting there like on his phone and I'm like, oh my god.
Oh, he wasn't being moved.
I'm like, Rob, I'm like, this is just beautiful. I'm like, this is the most beautiful opening before. He's like, what? I'm like, look at them. Anyway, it was stunning. I thought it was fabulous.
Yes.
I was a little upset they didn't win. I feel like the Oscars though, they're never gonna pit like who when you think it? Of the movies. Who won it?
I didn't see. So supporting actress.
Oh, the supporting actress was lead act like main actress, whatever it's called, was Mikey Madison from Anora.
Okay.
And I've never seen any movies. When you think of movies in 2024, you think of Wicked. Like, you think, whatever.
But that's Gianna, who won for supporting actress? Gianna,
Zoe Sala from Emilia Perez.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, but do we, okay, yes. But they don't, like, the Oscars, like, they're not going to pick popular. Like, Wicked was insanely popular. Like, I don't know. I feel like that would have been, like, very obviously. I feel like they don't go with, like, the obvious choice.
I guess.
I won't watch it, though, ever, because I'm very bad at watching movies.
I'm shocked.
I think we spoke about this before, but I Google the end of movies. I cannot sit there through a movie. Mm-hmm. I am very much that person that sits there and asks a million questions, and my husband's like, I've never seen this before either, Cassidy. Please shut the fuck up. Immediately. Right when it starts. What's this guy? What's he doing? How does he know her? How does he know him? Horrible.
Really?
Yeah. Rob took me to all... We saw the Marvel movies. Like, Rob's a big Marvel guy. And I remember we went to Endgame. My anxiety watching movies is so bad that I will get up and go to the bathroom and Google the end and come back and I feel a lot better. And I want, like, and I can deal with it. It's just too fucking much. I need to know what happens.
Yeah.
I probably should talk to my therapist about that.
Do you have a therapist?
No, but I'll get one.
I was going to say. I have to tell you, though, the fashion from the Oscars was beautiful.
Beautiful.
I thought that a lot of the dresses were really pretty. I will say I did talk to Sam about this and I was like, this is funny because there was a lot of beaded dresses and I keep saying that the brides are coming in asking for beading.
Yep.
And no one's listening to me. I thought that there were some like hits and that there were some misses.
Yeah.
Who
was your favorite?
Oh, God. I loved Ariana Grande's.
Oh.
I hated, what was the girl with the hair? Did you see that one? I was a like, that's not very Oscar worthy. And I don't even know who did that dress. I was trying to see if I had it. Kim Kardashian had a very like wedding gown.
Totally
looking.
Bridal. Totally
that
bridal.
Was the Balenciaga dress. It was pretty, but I didn't understand the back unless she was holding it forward. I didn't really see the back that much.
I think she was holding it forward. And
she
I
was
think
holding
the back
it forward.
Didn't have a back. I think it was like kind of.
It was. Yeah, it was straight. To her body.
Yeah.
It was, which I thought was strange, but I mean, you know, whatever. But the dress itself, I've seen this type of material, and I'm like, I don't love it. I think it looks like crinkly.
It does look very crinkly, but that's what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
What is it called?
I don't know what, I'm not really sure, honestly. I don't know what that one is.
Who was the person with the hair that you're talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
She had, I don't have her, so she had... like an illusion dress all fitted and then she had like her hair like wrapped around
Julia Fox.
She looked like a drain.
Oh my god. Like when you get your husband has to get the little my husband has that.
Or my first instinct when I saw her, I was like, oh, she's like coming from the Blue Lagoon, the movie. Like Brooke Shields. Like were we like playing homage to the Blue Lagoon? I didn't really understand that whole look. I'm trying to think. Whoopi Goldberg. Oh, fuck wearing the liquid organza?
No.
Ooh. I don't like liquid organza. I think I don't like it. I don't care. Sam and me always have this fight back and forth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hate it. I literally hate it.
Yeah. I think my favorite dress of the night was Ariana Grande.
Hers was beautiful.
She's wearing, like, even her whole marketing tour, she romantic, perfect, like, so on brand.
Yep.
You know who dresses really, really nice as a, for a male, for an actor? And you would never think it. I completely had no idea he was in the movie until a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. He plays the wizard Adam. What's his name? He's from Alien. Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum.
All his outfits are amazing.
Really?
Oh my God. You have to look up his press tour for Wicked.
Oh.
And I follow this.
Oh, you know what? He's always kind of be like that though.
He's quirky, right?
Yeah.
He's like, it was like amazing.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah.
But I thought Ariana stole the show.
There was a lot of good dresses. There was a lot like, there was like even Demi Moore, like her dress was pretty. She had like an Armani dress on.
Yeah. Are you looking at them now?
I'm just like looking like through like the whole.
Look up Jeff Gold, whatever the fuck his name is.
I only have the guys, the women.
Yeah.
Goldie Hawn. Dress was pretty, but like nothing like crazy.
No, I didn't like her dress.
You didn't like her dress. No. What about a lot of white?
Yes.
There was a lot of white. Penelope Cruz.
Wait, but listen.
Elle Fanning.
That's happening a lot. We're seeing a lot of like kind of bridal inspiration.
They're kind of. That's why I said Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Even there was a couple. There was a Dior dress on here.
I wonder if
Emma Stone. I mean, she had the Louis Vuitton dress on. You know, very sleek looking.
Yeah.
But. You know, there was a lot of beaded dresses too. So I don't know. There was some really pretty. Another one, Lupita Nyong'o. Is that how you say her
she's,
last name?
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's beautiful.
She's so stunning.
She had Chanel. She's wearing a white dress as well.
Yeah, stunning.
So yeah, I think that like you know that's like, but that's what they do, I guess, with the awards. Something come out.
I wonder if that Kim Kardashian dress that she wore to the Oscars is gonna like bring back a big bubble.
So there is a dress that looks like that from one of the designers, and I've seen it, and I'm like, I didn't pull it because I don't like that crinkle look. I think it looks cheap.
Yeah,
that's just my personal opinion.
And I Balenciaga was like, I ain't fucking cheap, Corinne. And
well, that's true, but
anyway. All right, it's my favorite part of the day, thick and tired. You want to go first?
Yay. Do I want to go first?
I'll go first. Thick. Okay. I'm thick on our Botox appointment next weekend.
Yay. I'm just going to get a little sprinkle, see? That way you don't have to use a filter.
Oh, that's right. So instead of using filters on our photos, Corinne and I will pay Botox. Top dollar to inject chemicals into our face. Botulism. Yeah.
I want to look the same in a picture as you see me in person.
Yep. No, I do too. And I'm tired. This one, it kind of has like nothing to do with like, I'm tired of, I've been coordinating weddings for 10 years, for a long time. When you think about it, that's a fucking long time.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for 10 years. And I don't know. I came across a post recently and this fucking pisses me off to no end. I'm all for people following their dreams, right?
Yes.
But my biggest pet peeve is when brides
mm-hmm.
who have recently just got married think to themselves, oh, I love it. I found my passion of wedding planning. I can go ahead and do that. And then they go ahead and they start their own coordination company. And then they charge like $500, $800.
Yes.
And it devalues everything that I've put my heart and soul into for 10 years.
Yes.
I literally had an inquiry the other day saying, someone came back to me and quoted me $500. Can you match that? Didn't even fucking respond because I was so disgusted. And like, I was so turned off by that. I just filed it away.
Yeah.
Like, no, not only can I not match it, the person that is giving you that quote, first of all, doesn't do what I do. That's number one. Number two, like.
Well, no one's like Cassidy, so.
But not even that, but.
Yeah. We're not trying to toot her horn.
No, I'm not trying to toot my. I could toot my own horn, but like, I don't know. And like, I don't want to get shit for it because I don't want people, but like, you know, because whatever, because maybe one day, like, yeah, that is your thing. But like, I feel like so many people are attracted to doing what I do because they think it's so glamorous. There is nothing fucking glamorous about what I do. There is nothing glamorous about it. Timelines, long days, 15-hour plus days. I mean, I go home, I take my Advil in the morning and night. I can't walk the next day.
Yeah. And you're dealing with a lot of people. It's all people managing
stressful situations, like putting out fires. It is not glamorous.
Yeah.
So if you like how your pretty flowers look on the table, like stick to building up your fucking Pinterest board. Don't think you can do what I do and don't go ahead and charge $500 for it.
Well, from what you're saying, I think that there's people like that in a lot of the industries because even like used to do photography. It's the same thing. And there's photographers that come up, they're newbies, blah, blah, blah.
And they're like a hobbyist photographer.
I'm charging $500. Yep. And then you're like, well, Why is such and such, why do they charge $4,000? Well, look at their pictures. That's why they charge $4,000 or the $20,000 photographer we talked about last week. Yes. So, you know, there's a reason why the some people, like seasoned professionals, charge what they charge. And, you know, there's value in that. And the thing is, when you come in and you're new, you know, they should be a little bit more upfront. Like, this is my first wedding or this is whatever. This is why I'm charging this. So, you know.
Yeah.
But they don't, and then it devalues the ones that do. You know, it's the same thing in bridal. Like, there's newbies that come in, and you're like,
"Do you remember when?
Oh my god,
we had the old shop, and that woman from Buffalo used to come into the
whatever happened to her?
Who the fuck knows? She smelled like kitty litter. Okay,
and her baby, her little kid, was like picking its nose,
picking
on the couch.
Its nose and fucking eating it.
I wonder if she still watches us.
I was like, this kid
us.
Needs to get the fuck. And I remember.
I wonder what happened to her.
There was a woman that came in. There was a woman that
she
used
was
to
like
come
a,
in.
My stalker.
She lived in Buffalo. She would get in her car with her husband and her child. Used to pick their fucking nose and, like, you know, walk around the goddamn store.
It was weird.
I'll never forget that the motherfucker picks his nose and eats it because there was
I
an
did
appointment
about
going
it.
On, and they were, and at this point.
They
it was
walked
like when
in.
He walked in, and like the kid was like was staring at the bride in a dress doing it, like the kid from The Shining, like just like this, and I'm like this, and the woman looked at me, I was like, I gotta get them the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
I'm like, you know, I was a really, I told her,
she
I was
used
a really,
to walk
I'm
in.
Like, honey, I'm like, ma'am, I'm like your son, I'm like, we're having another appointment. He's just, she's like, oh, okay.
Was it a boy or a girl?
It was a little boy. I'll never forget it.
Oh, I thought it
he
was a girl.
He had a little shag dog haircut. Nope, it was a boy. Oh, so. Shit. She used to come in because she said she was going to open
scary.
Up a plus size bridal boutique in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And she would come in all the time and like stalk.
Wow. I remember.
That was our first fan. Anyway.
But not in a good way.
Anyway, thick and tired.
That's not the kind of fans that I want. All right. So I'm going to say I have two good ones today.
Talk to me.
Okay. My thick, and I'm going to try not to cry. My thick is the submissions that we're getting for the giveaway.
Oh.
So we have already gotten almost 24 submissions, been less than 24 hours that thing is up. And I have read some things. And I am just like, it's unbelievable.
It's going
to
be amazing.
I can literally not wait to have these girls come in and do these appointments. I can't wait to give away the dresses. I can't wait to have fun and like pick the dresses with you I'm so excited for this. Yeah. Like, I didn't... When we first got the first submission and it came in, I literally got tears in my eyes reading her submission and I started to get chills.
Was that the one you sent me?
No, that's a different one. Oh, wait. Did I send... I did send you one.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was like...
This is going to change people's...
It's going to change people's lives. And
no,
I want to say, too, if any vendors watch our podcast, if you want to be involved... And, like, maybe you give, like, coupons or discounts or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if you were going to their giveaway and you know, like, I don't know how that works, like, people. I did have two vendors actually contact us already being, like, we would love to do, like, a gift thing with some of the brides. I'm not telling you.
Oh, fucking bitch.
I'll tell you after. I can't tell it now. It's not written yet in the contract. But I've already had two vendors. And our hair and makeup girl. That comes here and does our bougie appointments was like,
her.
I'll come and do the hair and makeup for free for the appointments. And I'm just like, that's amazing.
People
so like,
give back.
People want to give back. And I just think that's an incredible way. And
this
I can't wait to share these stories on YouTube with people.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're doing it because I don't know, just people just, you need feel good stuff.
You need feel
I'm
good
sick
stuff.
Sick of this shit.
With all this terrible, horrible shit happening in this world.
You need feel good stuff.
You need feel good stuff.
I'm sick of this. I don't want a production
company
in here that's pitting us against each other. We're not fighters.
Did we talk about that the last?
We didn't talk about that.
Bridal shop secrets that we don't tell you guys about. We had a production company that wanted to sign us for a TV show, but then they started getting shady and are like, oh, would you ever like...
Yeah.
What they said,
they were like, oh,
up?
Would you guys, they asked one of the social media girls, they were like, you know, which was weird because Paul had nothing to do with it. They were like, would you ever turn on Corinne and Paul given the opportunity? And she was like, what? This girl was like such a sweetheart too. And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
And then like, but they wanted us to fight with each other.
They
wanted
could.
The drama, which is fine.
There's drama.
We're all characters and there's always drama, but like there's enough characters in here. But it's not about us.
No,
it is a little bit.
It's not about us.
It is a little bit.
Yeah.
Because we're part of the whole thing.
Yes.
But it's about telling the story 100%. Of these girls and, like, you know, why they deserve this. And they're such good people. And people that are nominating them are like, I love this girl. She deserves a free gift.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so amazing. I'm really excited
can't
for
wait.
This.
So my tired.
It's going to change our lives, too.
Tomorrow's
Ash Wednesday. We're just really
Tomorrow's Ash Wednesday. Alright, I'm giving up interviews. That's my
That's your tired.
That's my tired today. So
tell the class.
I cannot do another. We should do how many times Corinne says literally.
100%.
100%.
Literally.
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 I'm changing it to legit.
No, don't. That sounds dumb.
Okay. So I don't want to do interviews anymore. I'm so... Everyone's coming in and they go, I need a job. You're not qualified and you're asking me for top freaking dollar. These girls come off and they're like, I don't have any bridal experience. I've never worked in retail. I went to school for this, 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 and this. But I want you to hire me and I want you to pay me $40,000 a week.
Well, that's
it. Get the hell out of here.
I think it goes back to what I was saying before. Is that
you got
to
stop, start at the bottom. I don't care.
They want to work in a pretty bridal dress store because weddings are so much fun. Brides are so much fun.
I got to tell you, we have hired people. They don't last. Mm-hmm. And then they fade out. They start strong and then they're like, right. Nosedive because they're just like,
right.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a generational thing. I didn't raise my kids like that. So I don't know what the deal is with that, but I am over it. If my daughter ever did that at a job,
right,
I would be mortified.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't know. I just don't get it. Like, you cannot come out of school and expect to be making like $150,000 a year working at a retail job for a small business.
Right.
And stop.
Go make a fucking TikTok about that. Anyway.
That's my tired rant for the day.
That's Corinne's tired rant.
So right now I'm on like a hiring freeze.
Yep.
I'm sick of lazy people.
Unless someone amazing comes around.
Of course.
Anyway. Well, that was a good talk. I'm going to go home. So.
Yep.
Until next week. See you next Tuesday.